Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A renewable energy company has proposed building a 2-megawatt solar array in the town of Southampton that it says will help reduce fossil fuels and save residents money. But neighbors of the proposed site in Quiog, located between the villages of West Hampton Beach and Quiog, have raised concerns about the facility's proximity to homes, potential noise it will generate, and negative impacts to the environment and wildlife. Joe Merkmeister reports on Newsday.com that New York City-based CVE North America proposes to install approximately 4,000 solar panels on property it leased from West Hampton Beach Village solely for the project. The company is at the beginning of a lengthy approval process. Several residents objected to the solar array during a Southampton Town Planning Board public hearing last week on the company's pre-submission site plan application. Potential noise the panels typically generate topped the list of concerns raised by 10 residents at the hearing. In November, Governor Kathy Hochul announced more than 2 gigawatts of community solar had been installed in New York, with a goal of installing 6 gigawatts by 2025. The clock is running down on a plan to transition LIPA to a fully public utility as New York State Assembly sponsors, including New York State Assemblyman Fred W. Thiel Jr. of Sag Harbor, struggle to bring the public measure to a vote while the state Senate has yet to introduce a companion bill. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that if the state legislative measure were to fail, as seems increasingly likely, and LIPA is not able to put the contract out to bid to find a new operator in the coming weeks, it would be a victory for New Jersey-based PSEG, which has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars lobbying against a fully public utility. One option that could be on the table is an extension of PSEG's existing contract, which expires at the end of next year. Criticism of PSEG as grid operator by LIPA management and the New York State Department of Public Service followed its failures during Tropical Storm Isaias in 2020. After conducting a probe, DPS recommended that LIPA search for a new grid manager or operate the utility itself, according to a lengthy state report critical of PSEG. We seek to serve our East End community a unique public radio blend of news, information, music, and entertainment. And to keep doing what we do, we ask for your help from time to time. So please, join us now and have your gift doubled up to $50,000 during our Chairman's Challenge. Plus, when you call and make a donation, that's 800-262-0717. Tell us why you think it's important to support your local East End public broadcaster. We might put your comment on air. Call us at 800-262-0717 or donate online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org. And have your contribution doubled. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.